Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Now God Gives Gentiles the Privilege of Receiving Eternal Life. Can you imagine? What a blessing. Friends, we're reading the Bible in 1 year. We're starting in January 1st, and we end on December 31st. I would love for you to join us and read the Bible with me. And you don't need to worry if you can't read the scriptures every day, because I post it in the Facebook, and you're welcome to join us in Facebook. And if you would like to be in my Bible Book Club on Facebook, you can send me a message or you can request to be put in the Bible Book Club, and I can confirm you and you will be joining us every day. Today we're reading in the book of Acts chapter 11, and this part is about how the church has grown and how people got saved. And Peter and Paul were part of that group that were apostles and went into all the world in that area and preached the gospel. Amen? Okay. The news reached the apostles in Judea that the Gentiles also were being converted. Not only Jews were being converted, Gentiles were being converted. When Peter arrived back in Jerusalem, the believers argued with him, "How can you fellowship with Gentiles and even eat with them?" Why? They were Jewish, and they were not allowed to fellowship with the Gentiles or even have them visit their homes. Then Peter said, "While I was praying, I saw a vision, a huge sheet let down by the four corners from the sky, and inside the sheet was all sorts of animals, reptiles and birds, which we are not allowed to eat. But I heard a voice say, 'Kill it and eat whatever you wish.' And Peter replied, I have never eaten anything that forbidden by our Jewish laws. But the voice came again, 'Don't say it's not right when God declares it.' Just then, three men came to take me with them. As I was getting started with my sermon, the Holy Spirit fell on them, and just as they fell on this at the beginning, then I remembered the Lord's word when he said, 'Yes, John the Baptist baptized us with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.' If God, who gave these Gentiles the same gift he gave to us, who was I to argue?" And when the others heard this, all their objections were answered, began praising God. Friends, now God accepts people who come to Jesus from all nations. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 11 says, "I saw a vast crowd from all nations and provinces and languages standing in front of the throne of God and before the Lamb, clothed in white with palm branches in their hands. They were shouting with a mighty shout, 'Salvation comes from God and the Lamb upon the throne.' And all the angels, elders, and four living beings fell face down before the throne and worshiped God." Praise the Lord. Now we are able to come to Jesus. Can you imagine? At one time, I would not be accepted in the kingdom of God. But through Jesus Christ dying on the cross, And he opened the door for not only Jewish people to receive the Lord Jesus, but also the Gentiles. There's only two groups in the world, Jews and Gentiles. All the nations are categorized under Gentiles, besides the Jews. And right now, the Jewish people can receive the Lord Jesus, but also any Gentile. Is that correct, Sister Miriam? I have Sister Miriam on the line with me today.
Amen. That is correct.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, that's very true. And we have to have a teachable spirit to accept that. Sometimes that's where it begins. And it says in 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but to the humble. You need to be humble to understand that, yes, sometimes the Jewish nation doesn't want to accept that we are just as good because the Lord did come to us. But the Lord has to give us that teachable spirit to accept that.
Amen. Amen. And friends, we want you to accept Jesus because there is no other way that we can get to heaven. We need God. We need Jesus. He's the door. He said in his word, I am the door.
Amen.
To God. There's no other means. There's no other way. If you try to hurt yourself, or if you try to, if you want to seek other ways to get in the kingdom of heaven, you cannot make it, because the Bible says we are flesh. We are from this earth, and only our spirit can get to heaven, but because of our sin, we're not allowed in heaven. We're not allowed to bring any sin to heaven. Mm-hmm. Remember that Satan sinned, and immediately God had to send him out to our world. He couldn't keep him in heaven anymore because God is holy. And the Bible says we are to be holy like God. And in our flesh, we're carrying the sin. And until that sin is dealt with, our flesh, because it's flesh, is going to have that sin nature in us until we die. But that's why we need Jesus. Do you need Jesus today? Are you a sinner like me? I'm a sinner. Sister Miriam is a sinner. Saved by grace. Only Jesus can get us into heaven. But in order to do that, we have to accept him as our Lord and Savior. Would you like to know Jesus today? If you would like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, the Jesus from the Bible, not any other Jesus anywhere in the world, but the Bible Jesus that the whole Bible talks about from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. This is the only door to God. Is that good? Will you say this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you, I am a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I've done many things wrong. But I didn't know you could help me, that you could save me, you could deliver me from all my sins. And Lord, I accept you right now as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross just for me, and that you can save me, because you have the power. You have been given all authority over even the wiles of the enemy. And Lord, right now I receive you as my Savior. I ask you to forgive me. And Lord, because you forgive me, I will forgive anyone who hurt me, who has abused me, or who I have holding a grudge against. And Lord, I release that now to you. And Lord, I thank you for saving me, healing me, delivering me, and changing me and giving me a new start, Father God. Lord, I ask you, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me, could you let me know that you received the Lord? I would love to help you to get on your way, to learn more about the Word of God and also how to serve the Lord Jesus, because he said we are his servants, we are his friends, and we, like he is a servant, we also should preach the Word of God. Not everybody's going to be a preacher, but they can share their testimony. They can give a testimony about how Jesus, how you got saved. All right, amen. Sister Mary, would you like to say something before we close this message?
Yes, we are truly a blessed people to have the Lord open his world to everybody, not just a particular person or nation, but to everyone in this world. He has extended his arms to all of us, and we ought to be thankful that because of that, our lives can change forever, even after we leave this world. We are truly blessed to be able to go into a future where it's eternal, full of joy.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray for the world. Lord, we ask for those who don't know you, Father God, in the world and not on Facebook and might not have an opportunity to understand the gospel. We pray that you will send laborers into the field, Father God. Continue to send more people who come to know Jesus. Lord, give them divine wisdom from your word of God and let them go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Lord, let you will meet all of their needs, their financial needs for their family. You will give them gifts. The gifts of the Holy Ghost will pour out on them with miracles, signs, and wonders, and wonderful gifts, word of wisdom, all kinds of gifts that you have. Only the Holy Spirit can give, and we give you the glory. We see the multitudes coming before your throne, just like the Bible said, even through the tribulation, Father God, they will stand before your throne and give you all the glory. And we thank you that you are accepting people from every nation. No nation is not accepted. All nations are accepted. And we give you glory for the Gentiles, including us in that number. We're looking forward for that day of your return. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.